it's very important that African countries receive financing to adapt to climate change. African countries are not responsible for climate change, but they are bearing the brunt of the effects of emissions from rich countries. And so we convened a working group of policy experts from Africa and Asia to issue some recommendations on how the World Bank and other multilateral development banks can rebalance their lending to supply more finance for climate adaptation in poor countries to allow them to combat and to adapt to the effects of climate change. What we find in the report is that to date, the multilateral banks have been far more interested in funding climate mitigation than funding climate adaptation. And so we ask, particularly for the poorest countries, that they rebalance their climate portfolios and fund more projects that will allow poor countries to cope with the effects of hurricanes or typhoons or other types of climate events.
Reading the report, it argues that by redirecting more climate finance to adaptation projects, the multilateral development banks could help these African countries strengthen infrastructure, boost economic resilience, and better prepare for the impact of climate change. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, exactly. We think that redirecting money towards paving roads, towards building early warning systems, towards the construction of buildings that will not collapse in weather events, and also to directing money towards drought-resistant crops, towards irrigation, towards other kinds of things like better weather forecasting. These are the kinds of things that will help farmers and others in poorer countries that are not responsible for climate change. These kinds of interventions will help them to adapt to extreme heat, to coastal flooding, and to other types of climate events.
The realignment that you're talking about, do you think the international multilateral financial institutions will accept this and implement it? And do you think it would help solve the problem that some of these African countries or poorer nations are confronted with?
I'm hopeful that they will accept the recommendations. You know, many African governments have been calling upon the multilateral banks to do more adaptation funding. There are institutions within Africa that have made this call, such as the Africa Adaptation Initiative and others. So I'm hopeful that the multilateral banks are listening and that they understand that African countries and the people who live in them have to cope with the result of, you know, large amounts of carbon emissions from the rich countries over the past century or two, and that really what we need now is much more resilient infrastructure and resilient crops to cope with the with this problem. At the same time, I think it's really important that we in civil society and others continue to put pressure on the multilateral banks to rebalance their portfolios to really actually helping African countries to cope.